For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing. At least three people have been killed as Typhoon Usagi, the strongest of the year, made landfall in South China's Guangdong province on Sunday evening. It's passed Shanwei City in the province, where over 1,200 local residents have been evacuated ahead of the onslaught. Intercity trains between Guangzhou, Shenzhen and Zhuhai have been suspended. Distant high-speed lines to Beijing and some other cities will be suspended until Tuesday. Education authorities in 14 cities have ordered schools to suspend classes. In Fujian, local government has warned that sea storm tides would threaten coastal embankments as the typhoon coincides with astronomical tides. Thousands of people have been evacuated from low-lying coastal areas in the province. The flood-controlled headquarters has ordered reinforced patrols so that emergency repairs can be made to prevent embankment breaches. Death toll in the Kenyan capital from the deadly shopping mall attack has soared to 68. Another 175 people are reported to be wounded. A Kenya Defence Forces spokesman says that most of the hostages have now been rescued. Security forces are reported to be in control of most parts of the building. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has confirmed that one Chinese national was killed and another injured in the attacks. A ministry spokesperson said that China would continue its staunch support for Kenya's efforts to safeguard national security and regional stability. The attacks were carried out by Somali militant group Al-Shabaab, who say the attacks are in retaliation to Kenyan military operations in Somalia. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has urged the international community to reach a consensus as soon as possible over the use of chemical weapons issue in Syria. The top Chinese diplomat said China supports the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to carry out its work in an objective, fair and professional manner. He also stressed that China is willing to send experts to join the process of inspecting and destroying Syria's chemical weapons. Wang Yi made the remarks while meeting with the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon ahead of the UN General Assembly in New York. Russia has accused the United States of blackmailing Russia over a UN Security Council resolution that could allow for the use of force in Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described US insistence on adding the provision of the use of force an absolute deviation from what he had agreed on with US Secretary of State John Kerry. The minister said Damascus has officially joined the Chemical Weapons Convention and was ready to comply with its rules immediately. Lavrov also said that the West is blinded by the idea of ousting the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. Angela Merkel is celebrating winning her third term as German Chancellor after exit polls show that her Conservative Party has triumphed in the country's general election. The Conservatives have taken around 42% of the vote, enough to win the first single-party majority in more than 50 years. The Liberal Free Democrats, Merkel's preferred partners, have won only 4.7%. It means Merkel is likely to form a coalition with arch rivals the Social Democrats, who are estimated to have won 26% of the vote. An Israeli soldier has been shot dead by a Palestinian sniper in the West Bank city of Hebron. The soldier was hit by a bullet to his neck. The shooting took place near Hebron's Cave of Patriarchs, a holy prayer site for both Muslim and Jewish religions. Senior Israeli cabinet ministers are calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to release any more Palestinian prisoners as part of the negotiations. On Friday, another Israeli soldier was abducted and killed by a Palestinian. International lenders have arrived in Greece for the latest inspection of the country's reform. The Troika, namely the International Monetary Fund, European Commission and European Central Bank, agreed to disburse another $1.35 billion bailout instalment in October. Discussion also includes a possible liquidation of the country's defence industry, the getting rid of 12,500 civil servants and the ongoing privatisation programme. Greece has been depending on bailout loans from the IMF and the other European countries since May 2010. For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing.